Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Excuse me, the bell does not dismiss you. I do. But backwards, because class is beginning now. What? I don't know. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm God's favorite.
And I am Stevie Wonder. And this is The Read. Thanks for coming back.
There's a ribbon in the sky. That's one of my favorite songs. Definitely favorite song by The Doll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a really great song.
Stevie Wonder has so many fucking classics. Stevie Wonder is the classic. That is just...
The classic.
You know, undisputable. One of my most favorite musicians of all time. Extremely talented. Living legend, Stevie Wonder. So, yeah.
Dread icon.
I'd give him his, props today.
Shout out to The Doll. Well, it's another week. We've decided to return, although not sure why. I mean, I think our job's done. I think that the work is complete.
We're technically under contract, but you know, who knows when that girl is up.
There's that.
She will expire one day, though. So,
do you have a check-in that you'd like to give the girls? You're back to being a student / doctor, what?
And it happened pretty much immediately that I had to get back into my regular life. But I've honestly still been processing everything over the past week. It's like every day I feel like I have some new understanding, or it's just hitting different. Yesterday I went out and I just found myself, like, I kept saying, I know I didn't want to, I felt obnoxious, but I kept being like, I don't know. Ever since I met Beyonce, like, such and such has been different.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to be that girl, but I do genuinely feel that way. So that's fun and festive. It's been harder also to do schoolwork. It's been very much this feeling of like, girl, for what? A master's degree for what? You are playing games.
For life.
You don't have to do this. But yeah, I'm only a few months away. My cap and gown just came today. So
that's fun.
Yeah, I'm going to try to focus on that. But yeah, it's been harder to get back to my real life. It's like... I
understand.
Feel like I should be reveling in the
glow of
Beyonce.
Me as well, and I don't do much of anything.
Okay. Well, what is your check-in? How are you?
I'm good. The thing about me is, you know, I think I've made this description. The Devil and I, we're kind of like anime rivals. Mm. You don't watch anime, so that...
Sure, I do.
Name one.
I've seen some. Legend of Korra.
You've never watched Korra. And Korra's
you told me to name one,
barely
anime. And I did.
Name one you watched.
Steven Universe.
Close enough.
Oh, no, Sailor Moon.
You hated Sailor Moon, it doesn't count.
Yeah, I did, but I still watched it, and it's still anime.
So I'm Steven. And, like, the universe is White Diamond.
Maybe. White Diamond, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you are. Oh, my, I just rewatched the other day. Okay. Like the diamond, like the reveal of White Diamond. Oh, she's such a cunty villain.
Mm-hmm. Truly was.
Oh, she's so great. Anyways, and I still want a Black Diamond storyline.
Come on, Rebecca.
Voiced by Solange. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, so listen. Life has been trying me, but it's fine. You know, it has a way of doing that. When things are going up, life, the devil is like, let's just fuck with her. And so it's like a little bit of that. And then I had to like, what's the word? I had to sulk a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Time sulking.
Why are you sulking?
Oh, because life, I'll get into it. But just life is trying.
Oh, okay.
Over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Even getting prepared for this recording today. Oh, technical issue. Why isn't the mic breaking? Where's my SD card? I bought 3. Why are they all of that? And I think that, you know, something I get easily agitated, especially when it comes to work, where it's just like, queen, you're not working on finding the keys. You know, like it's an entertainment show. Like there aren't like a line of people outside waiting for food or like some sort of emergency. Right. You know, you're not like a dog.
This is an open heart surgery.
Right.
It's a podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm, I get that.
But chill, sis. It's okay. And it'd be one thing if it's just like, oh my goodness, agitation. Oh, and then when the expected solution takes place, it's like, exhale, great, do the thing. I have to work on I have to work on my whoopsaw. So that's what this weekend was. And again, I have to say thank you to Beyonce because I'm just like, ultimately, Beyonce knows who I am. And I met her and she was pleasant. And why am I upsetting it? It's just like, I had to just like give myself an hour to sulk, play some Final Fantasy. And then I was like, get your ass up, find something good to do or something that gives you some energy. That's really challenging. It's really hard. But like, I imagine with practice, it comes perfect. It's not, practice makes perfect.
Ew, is that what this is? Okay.
Yeah, I'm imagining that if I practice saying, okay, girly, you're allowed your feelings, sulk, pout to yourself for 45 minutes to 60, watch Drag Race, which I need to catch up on, by the way, I'm so sorry, and then jump, then, you know, play with the dog in the park, then draw, then log on to Steezy and dance. Something. Because I am tired of being miserable. Like, I don't wanna. So now I'm trying to figure out the ways I can be more active in getting over humps. Because a lot of the humps that keep me down are manageable. You know? Life's got real curveballs. Like, real, where am I? I'm drowning curveballs. Some of the things that happened over this past week, agitating. Valid in my frustration, but let's breathe. Let's have a healthy snack. And let's get into it. That's what I'm trying. And again,
very admirable goals.
I just want to be honest with you. It's kind of like, what's there to be sad about?
Well, I mean, if that was all there was to life, then yeah, but she's doing her thing.
Black excellence. This week, I would like to give honor to a few people. Jennifer King. Jennifer King is now the first female coach for the Chicago Bears. She's been hired as an assistant coach. The Chicago Bears are 103 years old, so that's fun and not problematic. Jennifer made history in 2021 when she was hired as assistant running back coach for the Washington Commanders. That made her the first Black female full-time coach in the history of the NFL, also ancient, you know? Jennifer began her career in football back in 2018 with an internship with the Panthers of Carolina. She's worked for Dartmouth and in the Alliance of American Football in the past. And yes, now she is over there coaching for the Bears of Chicago. And I'm hoping that everybody's giving her support and respect and being professional.
Yes, congratulations to her. That's major.
Morgan Price made history by setting the highest ever score recorded by an HBCU gymnast. That's right. Morgan Price, she finished second place during a competition with a score of 39.275. It was also her personal best. So when it comes to HBCU gymnasts, right now, Morgan Price is that doll. She's history maker for highest ever score.
Yay!
And lastly, I wanted to shout out our girl, Gabby, Gabrielle Sidibe. All pregnant and stuff. She's pregnant with twins. She and her husband Brandon are expecting two children. It's kind of a secret. I feel like a third person I know right now is pregnant with twins. But yeah, you know another person pregnant with twins.
Oh, duh. Yes, I was Alex. I was like, do you really? Who might that be? It slipped my mind for a second.
But yeah, did you see her response to my congratulations on her page?
I did. That cracked me up. That was hilarious. She's so funny.
For those of y'all who didn't see it, I said congratulations to the page, the announcement on her Instagram, and she said something to the effect that she was talking to her husband that morning, was like, yeah, we're having twins and that's great and everything, but I'm the proudest of Chrysla and Fury for getting to meet and experience. Brandon was like, are you serious?
I know, he was like, girl, take a nap.
I'm pregnant. I'm playing. I mean, they both said they get it. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. I mean, absolutely not. Like, first of all,
she's so funny.
Anybody that can carry a baby to me, magic. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. It just, the things I learn every week almost about pregnancy and what it does and how it does.
Mm-hmm.
Hats off.
Y'all got it.
Good for you, love. I hope wishing you a safe and safe, healthy pregnancy and delivery. Yes. Of two human beings at once. My God.
Yes. And I wanted to say, before we moved on into the topics, another part of Black Excellence. I went to the Love Ball this weekend.
Oh, how's that?
A drag show hosted by Shea Coulee, starring, of course, Shea Coulee, Monet Exchange, Taste, La La Reed, Lux Noir London. It was so fun. We had VIP tickets. So we got to meet the girls beforehand. Finally got to hug Shea, which I'm like, is this really my first time meeting you? But I think it literally was.
No, we interviewed Shay on the podcast. What are you talking about?
No, but I mean, like,
in drag?
I'm talking about in person. Like, did that happen in person?
Yes, Shay Coulee came to
How many years ago was it?
It was a while ago. Okay.
Long enough. If it happened before the pandemic, Annie don't remember.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It was so good to see Shay. And I got to talk to Monet. I was like, listen, our listeners really want us to work with you and Bob, like the crossover thing. The girls are trying to make that happen. Everybody is super busy, but you know, we have heard y'all about that. Monet and I talked about that very briefly. I got to tell La La Ree what an icon she was, how much I fucking love her.
I love everybody you named, like literally.
Yeah. No, the show was so good. The show was excellent. Like,
for sure.
They had a few group numbers, but then of course everybody did their own thing and just lived, but also as like a special surprise, they brought out Tsunami Muse.
Okay.
As I'm tripping over her name. And then she brought out Candy. So it was of them. Oh, it was just, I said, oh, this is peak. It was so, so, so good. I had so much fun. Even though it was standing room only, I still had a good time. Oh, so,
you know. You wanted to go. Once you get past the pool, like 33, 34, and you spend money on some standing room tickets, but you want to be.
I really wanted to go. Yes. Really wanted to go. Right. And it was worth every fucking penny. I know they only did a few cities, you know, schedules and all that, the logistics of touring. But if you got to go, congratulations to you because you saw the same excellent show I did. And so, yes, I just wanted to say Black excellence to all you beautiful Black drag queens who did your thing and put on one hell of a show. It was just so, so excellent. So, yeah, wanted to say that.
Shout out to the Black drags.
Oh, it was so good. God, it was good.
All right, let's get into some pop culture very quickly with a section that we call Hot Tops, the Zone of Interest. Where to begin? So, I will not be covering Reese's Pizzas.
Oh, God. Thank you.
And who the fuck did I marry? Sweetie, I'm already trying to catch up on One Piece, which is approximately 1,100 episodes long. I don't have this kind of time.
I don't have time for a 55-part story about a nigga that you know. That you, in the first video, you're claiming, hey, y'all, I was real stupid. Ignored some blatant red flags. But here's the story of a nigga who played me over in my face time and time again. It's like, I don't have 500 hours for this. I do not.
10 minutes apiece. 8 Mm-mm. hours.
No.
Hours of a story about a fuck nigga. Hours.
I could go through our inbox if I wanted to read stories about fuck niggas for 8 hours. I'm glad she has amassed this huge audience, and hopefully she's able to turn that into, you know, make that work in her favor somehow. Sure. I'm not mad at that. But am I personally going to get invested? I don't know when I'll have 8 hours to do that. And somebody's going to have to put it all in a YouTube video.
They've done it.
I'm not clicking 1,000 videos either. So
they've done that. It doesn't make it any less like daunting. And I've watched it. I promise you, Crystal. I mean, it's like 35 or 30 something like that. And that was when I was like, you know what? I have shit to do. And this story's not going anywhere for me. So far, it was just like, all right, this is the story of like an extremely long-winded, delusional woman with chronic hiccups and how she made poor decisions when it came to a nigga. And it just wasn't getting to the gag part for me. I'm going to try to finish the videos on Twitch just because that could be fun for us.
Oh, like stream it live. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I'll probably watch the remainder of it on my Twitch page tomorrow.
Your people will love that.
But I'm telling you now, if this story does not end with that nigga revealing that he's Megatron, leader of the Decepticons.
Bye, good night.
Followed by him transforming into a jet and taking off into the sky, like that one gif you love.
Oh, I do love that gif.
Then I think I'm going to sue. I might press charges if it doesn't turn out that this nigga is he's going to have to rip off his mask in the end and reveal that he's Meg Griffin or something. I can't. We'll see.
I think you ought to just prepare yourself. You prepare yourself to be mad now.
Yeah, no, I think I will be upset. But, you know, if I'm upset about it on Twitch and we can do it, you know, that'll probably be fun for somebody. And then it won't be for absolutely nothing. But just so y'all know, I made it to about the part where she started calling the ex-wife or something. And I was like, this just sounds like a lot of lying niggas in the hood. It sounds like a lot of like pathological liars, narcissists.
I'm sorry. I listen to people tell me about their shitty relationships all day, every day. I research and writing and case presentations and case conceptualizations all the time, going fully in depth into fucked up things that have happened to other people. I just do not have it for Risa Tisa. Maybe one day though. Maybe after I graduate, I'll go back and watch it.
God bless her. I'm sure the girlies are in her DMs, you know, Tyler Perry is probably, you know, in a bidding war. That's not true.
Yeah, well, I did see all these.
You'd want to adapt, or you'd want to write it himself.
No, because then you have to credit some other writer. He's not going to do that. But I did see that a bunch of brands have offered to do stuff for her. Like, I don't know, maybe they were supposed to go on a trip to Europe or something. And
yeah, she did say
to offer to fly her first class. And
she said she really wanted to go to London and she really wanted to go to Paris. That was part of the story. And then he like made up a fake trip itinerary to make it seem like they were going.
Wow. Oh, niggas are dastardly. Yeah. Oh, that is so fucked up.
And I was just like,
I'm sorry.
Wow, you're so regular. Like, you really just wanted a regular black conservative picket fence ass family with whoever the fuck. And that was cemented to me. Mm-hmm. No shame. When you said you wanted, like, you were dying. I've always, anybody who knows me knows I want to go to London and Paris. Paris, I'll give you. Because a lot of people, a lot of Americans don't know how ghetto Paris is until they get there.
Mm-hmm.
London?
It's a little musty, but it's fun. It's festive.
It's gorgeous, beautiful. It's got, like, mm-hmm. all the things you might want to see or expect to see.
Yep.
But it's also a place. Like, it's also just a regular place. So, yeah. Anyhow, there's that. God bless her. And yeah, I hope that she does get some free trips to a couple places and, you know, move that bus, whatever. The SAG Awards were this past weekend. I saw many gorgeous gowns, beautiful gowns, sexy gowns. Everyone looked great. I had no idea what was happening until I saw the gowns. But it is like award season, so duh. The mighty divine Joy Randolph? Why did I say it?
So close.
Still scooping up the things for the holdovers. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a supporting role.
Mm-hmm. Deserved.
And then, once again, Miss Iowa Debiri of The Bear. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a comedy series.
Oh, I love this for her.
Wrapping I really, really do. Things. And that's actually just reminding mm-hmm. me of that read that got erased that I will do again.
You will.
I completely forgot about it. But you know what? I remember now.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
So congrats to the girlies. What else is going on? As you may be able to tell by my tone and pacing right now, girl, I met Beyonce. I don't care about this. Normani has an album coming out finally. She's getting ready to release her debut. And I saw this when a photo of the album cover came scrolling down my TL. It's her on top of like a rocket. I'll start
something, ride something.
She opened up recently to share that while her solo hits were taking off, her parents were privately battling cancer. Her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2020. Her father was diagnosed with it a year later in 2021.
Yikes. Oh, my God.
Quote from here says, fuck all this. This is bigger than the music. It's bigger than what I'm trying to accomplish. This is life or death. All I wanted to do was be there for them. So she's just been, you know, dealing with life and her person. And now she's, you know, prepared to put some, like, a full-length project out. Her first solo project since leaving Fifth Harmony. I feel like I've heard rumor of them possibly doing another Fifth Harmony album at some point. But Fifth Harmony was never my band. Like, I like a couple of their mm-hmm. songs, but I never actually got into, like, full projects for them. I think I was a little bit too... I don't want to say too old. Obviously, like some of this. I kind of missed out on a lot of the stuff. I know they have.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't for me because I thought, weren't they British too?
Mm-mm.
Who am I thinking of? What's the British girl group?
I think you're thinking of Little Mix.
Little Mix. Okay. That's the one I thought she was in.
Why? Fifth Harmony, I think, was put together on like, not The Voice, but one of them shows by Simon Cowell. Like, how, what's that other one called? One Direction? Like, one, You know how like One Direction was on one of them TV shows? Yeah. But they like were made a group on TV.
Got you. Yeah.
One.
Okay.
I'm sure like the Fifth Harmony is the female that.
Mm. Well, I mean, I was probably whenever this was airing on reality TV, I was very over the whole
singing competition,
boy groups, girl groups type of
thing
anyway. And I always ever just knew her as like the black one. So
X Factor.
Yeah. So my support of her has always been like, oh, the black one from that group.
I think there are two black girls in Fifth Harmony.
And no, I liked, I loved Wildside. I loved
Wildside.
So good. Yes.
Such a great song. Great video. I'm wishing her the best because I think that she has, like, I think that she has something to offer. And she's sexy and she can dance. And it's really just about whether or not this music is good. But.
Yep, that'll be it. The number one factor will be, like, whether this music is good. But yeah, I'm rooting for her, especially, you know, your parents having cancer back to back like that. And this is at the height of the pandemic that you're dealing with that at the same time.
Like fun.
That's
great.
A lot. That's a lot. Yeah. So good luck, Normani. We're rooting for you, girl. Hey, y'all. This episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss some of their great features like Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Now, if you're like me, you were on the internet in the late 90s, early 2000s, you remember the drag-and-drop. That was the way that most of us started building our little blogs and websites back in the day. Squarespace has taken all that and made it even better for us now in our big grown-up eras who are out here trying to make our businesses work and succeed. Squarespace also has the new asset library where you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and then use them across the Squarespace platform, okay? Streamlining, making things easier for you as a business owner. You don't need any more stress. And for me, I know, like, when it comes to me and these websites, I'm probably not going to invest a lot of time into it, but that doesn't mean I don't want it to look nice. It doesn't mean I don't want it to give people all the information that they need. And so using Squarespace for thisistheread.com, as well as my own personal website, has made that so much easier for us as we continue to grow the show. If you're ready to grow your own business, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use squarespace.com/3 to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, head to squarespace.com for your free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/3 to save 10% off your first purchase of a site or domain. Let them know if you're in Crystal sent you. And let's get back to the show. Hey, y'all, listen, we all know that life is full of the yada, yada, yada. You know, sometimes you sign up for a contract one place and then in order to get out of it, you got to send a million letters and go up there in person. And it's just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Like, this could have been easier. OK, we've all dealt with the yada, yada before when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in fine print or, you know, even bills that just seem to keep going up every month for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then they charge you for every little thing until you might as well have just booked your ticket somewhere else. But it is possible to outsmart the yada yada, like triple checking airline deals and making sure everything you need is already included. So remember, you don't have to take the yada yada in life and you don't have to take it from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. So stop by one of the over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide to sign up today.
What do we have? Princess and Ray J announced divorce. Again?
I was going to say, haven't they been divorced?
I thought they got divorced 8 times.
Oh, I think she keep threatening to leave and then keep coming back. And over.
Well, I can't take this serious, man. Let me know when it ain't dry. Like, God bless y'all. I don't...
Like, girl, you should have been left that nigga. Like, I hope you really are leaving this time because I don't know why you stay with Ray J all this time.
You don't take nothing serious. Like, he's like, the clips that I have seen of them and moments I've watched Love & Hip Hop with them together, I was like, how does this man not just make you want to, he must make you want to snatch out his eyes every, like, constantly. He's just, and I couldn't tell if it was just like, when cameras are on, and that's how he is when cameras are, like, he turns into this, or if that's how he is all the time. But it was like, even if they weren't arguments, like she might just be having like maybe venting about one of the other girls or her losing her dog or some shit. And he would just turn it into being Dorian on Moesha. Like, what? Nigga, be serious for half a second. So.
And what's really crazy is he might be worse when the cameras are off.
There's that. Who knows?
Yikes. Can you fathom? So, yeah, ever since Child Love and Hip Hop, when she tossed that drink in his face and he like just kind of casually pushed her in that little waiting pool, I was like, y'all have got to break up right now. Y'all don't have no business being together. When he had them children on stage at the Versus, remember that?
I forgot he was there.
That baby is like sleep. Ray J got him on his hip trying to do one wish.
Trying being the key word.
Would have left that nigga then. So, okay, good luck to Princess and her kids.
Yeah. Gorgeous kids. Porsche's.
Of course.
Porsche's. Porsche has filed for divorce from the Nigerian man, Simon.
Simon is not the hot dog man.
The hot dog man.
Remember Porsche was dating like some hot dog mogul? Porsche was his husband. Wasn't she dating the hot dog? See, the people who watch
you could be right.
Okay. I don't think Simon is the Porsche hot dog man.
The only niggas I can
hot
like,
dog boyfriend right there.
Hot.
No, that was Dennis. Dennis is the hot dog man.
I remember Dennis. He has a famous by hot dog name, restaurant. But I don't remember anything else. I only right now can think of Cordell and this nigga.
Yeah. Well, there was another one in between Cordell and Simon. That's that's because one thing about Porsche, this bitch do not stay single for long.
Not very long, no.
It don't matter. Marriage, dating, whatever it is, drop one nigga, another one is lining up to be with Porsche. So
true.
Good for her.
But yeah, she filed divorce. They were married for only 15 months. Rumors have been circulating about Simon's citizen status, but a source says the divorce is unrelated to that. I did read that he allegedly said he believes that she just married him for his money. I'm like,
no shit. Duh, nigga.
Oh my God.
And remember that wedding? Remember all, it was so lavish and everything just looked so expensive. It looked like they had, you know, spared absolutely no expense, but when it came out that his company was getting sued or he was in some kind of trouble with the law, something relating to his businesses and all that, I said, it won't be no more than 72 hours before Porsche puts out an Instagram press release, a notes at iOS press release talking about how she is no longer with this man.
No, thank you.
And, you know, wish me the best of luck as I move on with my life. So.
Period. Man,
and that's exactly what she did. I think it was the next thing.
I don't know if that's true, but I wouldn't be surprised.
But look at Porsche. She is beautiful. And she lives in Atlanta. Them niggas want her real bad. So.
Like.
Yeah. She told him not to destroy the financial records. Like, what are you saying?
And she's going back to Housewives of Atlanta next season as well. So this will be involved in that. She'll go back to scooping up them Bravo checks, get whatever the fuck off of this lick, and then go back to dating an Atlanta nigga probably. I have no mouth for Porsche. I'm sorry. Like, this upsets me none at all.
Not at all.
I don't feel no types. Away about this, Porsche. But yes, it's almost just like when Howard the Duck left that man on Potomac and he was like, oh, I feel like ever since the chiropractic business went under, she left me because my money wasn't. No fucking shit.
Exactly, nigga. Exactly. Look at her and then look at you.
What did you think?
No shade. Not even saying you're ugly, but look at her and then look at you.
Right. What did you
think? She's 42. Babe? You're 55. This woman is a star on a hit reality TV show. She has a certain image to keep up. Absolutely. She married you for your money. Of course she did. You can be nice to look at. And still, I'm here for the bucks.
Do you know how much hair alone costs me?
come on, be serious. And that's hair, makeup, styling. No, baby.
Did you just
text
me a Shein link?
Now, you know I don't do that. You know I don't do that. Don't fight me.
That's fine. The lawyer's on the other line. You'll be served in no less than 4 hours.
I did not pay for these titties to put them in Shein.
I'm just saying.
I did not do that.
Ooh, the girls are ruthless.
Good for her, though. I'm all for that. I am all for it. Take these niggas' money and leave.
You know what you're doing. And y'all be trying to manipulate these women in the same thing as well, because you have the money and you know that you have like that type of power and influence because of the money. Whoops, what do you know? You don't have the money anymore? Why the fuck would I let you say anything to me anymore? Like, we know what this is giving.
And why are y'all being delusional about what is actually going on with these relationships?
For what?
Like, how you gonna tell us now, oh, I feel like she was only in it for the money? You knew that then.
You knew that then.
You knew that the entire time y'all were dating. And I think it was some mess on the show because he used to be married to some other girl on
Housewives.
I think that's the same nigga.
Yes.
And so it was a bunch of mess about how you gonna steal your friend's man.
I forgot about this. Yes.
Like, nigga, you knew this about her from the beginning. Nothing is new. So let's not act like you just got here yesterday and you had no idea that beautiful women marry rich men for their money. Like, let's not do that. Same reason you wanted her, because of how fucking gorgeous she is. She wanted you because of how fucking thick your bank account was. That's how it works. It's simple math.
Thick for thick. Like, let's just be thick on thick. Like,
not
we can't.
Thick for thick.
We're giving thick for thick.
Yes. New grinder.
Big thick will take a little.
All right, now it's getting gross.
Yeah, let's just move on. Marlo Hampton's not returning to the show. Oh, no.
That's probably good.
I haven't read anything about this latest Diddy update. I know that he is apparently being sued by a former male employee for sexual harassment or something, I believe I'm reading here. Mm-hmm. Producer's name is Rodney Jones, Lil Rod. He's accusing Diddy of sexually harassing, drugging, and threatening him over more than a year. But then I heard that there's like a whole, like, he has like a bunch of, I don't know. I had to like look into this thing because there's apparently like other accusations, like new accusations from a number of people. But obviously this one is like pinned on pages because it's a man.
Yeah. And I mean, I haven't read it either. It's 73 pages. And like I said, I have school. Like, if I don't have time for research, I don't have time for a 73 page lawsuit. But it's also notable, not just because this is a man, but because it also names Justin Combs, who is Diddy's son, his chief of staff.
Right.
Staff. And then, you know, a bunch of people involved with the label and music, that sort of thing. And like they trying to get niggas on a RICO type of thing. So
that's, I think, what I meant to say.
Yeah.
That it's like, I think this brings up a lot of names besides just Puffy.
Right.
But yeah, I haven't really gotten into the meat and potatoes, sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he says that he has hours and hours of video and audio of Diddy and other people doing very illegal, very immoral things. And so I know for a lot of you, I won't say the slur I wanted to say. But for a lot of people, the reason this is like something to talk about is because it's a man. And it's like, I want y'all to stop caring more about niggas being gay or bi or down low or whatever than you care about niggas raping and assaulting and drugging and coercing.
I'll be nice.
Like, those things are so much worse. Like, they actually are bad, illegal, immoral things to do, whereas being gay or bi is just who you are. And if everything Diddy ever did with a nigga was consensual, I would have absolutely no problem with it.
Hello.
So it's giving the laced beverages to people who come to parties at your houses, including underage girls in this shit. It's
pressuring people to do sexual things that they don't.
Physical and sexual, emotional abuse, violence. That is what I care about. I just wish the Shade Room, people who follow the Shade Room, I wish they cared about those same things.
It reminds me a little too about Dwight Howard.
Oh, yes. And all that and controversy about Dwight Howard. Like, mm-hmm.
Who Dwight Howard?
I always knew Dwight Howard was gay.
But confirms that he's not straight, right?
Straight. Mm-hmm.
And but like that's the topic. And people fully skip over like the violent.
Having somebody dressed up as a woman and coming in and coercing you into having sex. And like this. Those are the bad things.
The bad
being
things.
Gay is not the bad thing. I just want niggas to get that through their heads. I don't care if that nigga is gay. All of Hollywood could be gay. I don't care.
So.
It's the nasty shit y'all do that is the problem. The shit y'all do with kids. That's the problem. Not being gay. Being gross. Okay.
And I don't understand my, like, even when you're talking about people of age or over the age of consent or whatever the fuck, like, there's so many freaks. Like, why do you have
to try? Who would love to do whatever nasty shit you want to do.
All kinds.
Just go on Twitter. They are everywhere. You'll be like, anybody want to play booty hole beer pong? Somebody will say, I'm fleeted. Sure. And seated.
So of course,
let's
I picture
go.
Shooting a ping pong ball. Out of
that's
ass.
Right. And trying to land it in as a cup of beer. That's exactly that is the game I just invented. And somebody wants to do it.
Okay, so listen, right? I don't think I've ever requested this. I don't even know that many of you have actually done it. Animators, I'm speaking to you.
No, don't do that.
Please.
Don't do that. Don't have the people use their talents for that.
Please. If anyone out there is interested in admitting what this bitch is saying, I would truly, truly appreciate it.
All right.
Booty hole beer pot. Anyway, you're, yes.
This is the point. There are adults.
That was a lot.
There are adults who want to do whatever freaky shit you can, whatever bodily fluids you want to get into.
Girl,
there are consenting adults who want to do all that shit.
They probably already play fucking booty hole beer pong down at Mickey's and WeHo on Thursdays, and I just don't know. They probably do that shit at Hot Dog Sunday.
They probably do.
Like, that's like, I don't understand, like...
All you gotta do is check ID at the door.
And people that want to have sex, you know?
Man, because for them, it's not really about the sex. It's about the power
about
and
the
control.
Power.
It's about the ability to manipulate and coerce people. And that's why y'all belong in jail. That's why. Not for being gay. Not for liking niggas and girls at the same time. People have threesomes all the time. It's not about the orientation. It's not... even necessarily about the acts. It's about what you did to do those acts.
It's like after a while.
That is what it's about.
It like, I to them, just having sex with people who want to have sex with you is like boring.
Like
they,
what else you
like
got?
They have to, right.
Bitch,
they
nothing.
Have to try
have...
to exercise their power through every way they can. You know?
I don't ever want to be so rich or famous that I see somebody super fine, adult, like over 30, who wants to have sex with me. And I'm like, not really thrilling enough. Maybe if you were 16 and I could like lure you into the back of my truck, that would be a lot more fun. Like, I don't know what happens to y'all when y'all get this rich or this famous. Like, I don't know what happens to niggas when they reach a certain level of success or power that all of a sudden, just somebody being fine and grown is not good enough for you. But I don't ever want to get to that point.
I honestly think that for a lot of powerful niggas, it has to do with proximity to whiteness. Like, powerful whiteness and privilege.
If Harvey Weinstein can do it, I can do it?
Literally that. Like,
damn.
There's so much of it. Think about niggas who be like, who openly admit that they fuck white women because it makes them feel like reparations. You know what I mean? Like how niggas be talking about.
That's so stupid. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I think that it's just like there is a part of some niggas who have witnessed or are aware of rich, powerful white men doing whatever the fuck they want and getting away with it and it being part of their personality. A lot of them don't even really hide it very well. You know, so it's just like, these motherfuckers over here can have wild, illegal, evil sex with people.
Why can't I?
Why can't I do it? I feel like that has something to do with some of it and why we keep getting into this road. And even niggas who, you know, are regular people living paycheck to paycheck are like, well, you should have said something 10 years ago. Like, what are you, why do you,
it's not how
you're not even works, struggling but... to believe that someone like this could do this thing because you watch them tell strangers to walk from like Times Square or wherever to Brooklyn for a slice of cheesecake. So you don't even have struggle believing that this person is horrible.
But even this lawsuit, this was a years ago. This was from September 2022 to November 2023. That was 3 months ago.
Right.
So even that argument of like, well, why are you just now bringing it up? Is like, first of all, you don't know how this works. And you really can't speak to somebody's state of mind as to like when they decide to report. And especially when you're coming up against somebody with as much power as Diddy, especially if you're trying to be in the industry, it's very easy for somebody like him to have you blackballed, blacklisted, whatever else. So all of that aside, this was just a few weeks ago that this ended. So yeah, let people tell their stories and let's see what comes out in court. Let's see what comes out in the wash. But It's too many people who have been saying the same shit about Diddy. It's like the jokes and the comments people have made that just flew under the radar for years. It's like Hannibal Buress when he said something about Bill Cosby. He was like, not y'all making me the poster boy for this. Y'all been doing this shit. Like, this nigga talked about it in his own stand-up. So,
right.
Yeah, it may just be that Cassie was the person that everybody decided to take seriously and that has started this avalanche of other people feeling brave enough to talk about what happened to them. But I say the more the merrier. If you have been victimized by these niggas and you feel like you can say something, please do. Please do. And don't let the shade room stop you.
Oh, boy. That's it for topics today. I was going to talk about Tiffany Haddish, but...
Oh, that dumb bitch. Oh, I can't believe I used to root for her.
This whole, like, her ridiculousness is funny. Like, it's because it's so stupid. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know how to just, like, what are you talking? Y'all just Google it. Let's move on. Take a break.
Right. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? We've told you. It's your girl, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, honey. And right now you can try it for free, girl, at ZipRecruiter.com/the read. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I've actually used ZipRecruiter for my own personal things on the back end. And it really does work pretty quickly. And I also appreciate that it's easy to use because, this aging brain of mine in technology, we're parting ways, which makes me sad, but that's a different conversation. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/the read. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/the read. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Now let's get back to show.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
We're back. It's time. I forgot that I usually do that.
I was like, are you finna say it? And then you said it. Okay.
We're back. It's time for your listener letters.
Yes, it is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may read them aloud on the show. Let's see. Where do I go here? Here we go. This letter comes from Poison Him.
Okay.
And Poison Him says, "Hey, Kefir and Crystal, you've been bringing up red flags a lot recently, and I'm literally at my wit's end right now. What is the best way to support victims of abuse? A friend of mine just seems like she'll never see things for what they are, and I find myself getting increasingly frustrated with her as the years go by. This close friend of over 10 years has been in an abusive relationship for around the same amount of time. This man has abused her physically, emotionally, verbally, and now financially. He has sucked all the life and energy out of her. She complains to me often about him, how tired she is, and how numb she is. When she does, I bash him and I tell her in so many ways that she deserves better and this is not normal. But then in the next breath, she defends him or says that things aren't that bad or says that he's so sweet sometimes. We talk primarily over text, so her normal tactic is to ignore what I say about him or change the topic to something distracting. When we were younger and in college, I admittedly was on a bit of a self-discovery journey myself, so I didn't notice all the clues. I just assumed she'd break up with him, and I continued to hope she would until she started having kids, which locked her down even further in my eyes. Now, as a 37-year-old woman, I've tried in multiple ways to help her get a job to restore her confidence and sense of independence, but she shoots down all of my attempts. In the past, I've cut off friends in abusive situations because I got frustrated with their refusal to listen or at least lead with logic. Although I don't necessarily regret it for my own sanity, I do sometimes wonder if they're okay and whether they eventually saw the light. This relationship is very valuable to me, though. So, what can I do to actually help? Should I just stand by and let this happen? Thanks, Team Poison Him." So I think we know how she wishes she could solve this problem. And honestly, don't blame you.
Like that. That's one happening. Fuck, man. I don't know. This sucks because the reason, like, I believe that you kind of dipped into some of the reasons that I would struggle with cutting that person off. Mm-hmm. I would be concerned all the time. But you can also only do so much. Mm-hmm. As the person who's not in the relationship. So it's really tricky. Like, I don't know. I feel like I would constantly be trying to get this person help. Like, I think, like, professional help, like, you know, with an actual licensed therapist, psychiatrist, whatever. Because they, although I'm therapied down,
does not make you a therapist, Lord, no.
Nowhere near. I can simply be an advocate for it because it helps me tremendously. I might even, like, find my bitch, like, name and number. Call this one.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But and other than that, I feel like I would just be aggressively, what's the word? I would be aggressive with my disdain towards this person. Mm-hmm. Assuming you're ever in the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Which it doesn't sound like they might be. Since
yeah, that's it.
They primarily just text, so.
Because I would be ready to be like, oh, right, we're struggling with being a victim, being in this situation, and getting out of this situation as many victims of abuse do. I've said things. I've suggested things. Mm-hmm. Why not right over there? Why not right over there after the sun sets in a dark hoodie? Why not just maybe just place a little poison in.
Just a little sprinkling.
A dab of poison and his protein powder.
Let's y'all listen. We can hate Earl this situation. Goodbye, Earl.
Hell, maybe just a little diarrhea. Some diarrhea. No, I don't know, man. I would be ready to, like, every day I'd be like, Monique and two can play that game. You want me to handle this for you? You just say the word and I will take care of this for you. I will do this, bitch. Do you want me to? Like, I will. Mm-hmm. What are your ideas? What are your thoughts?
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, I want to say first that I really understand poison him. I wish you had given us a different name, but I wish. I want to say that I understand the frustration here, because don't nobody want to see their friend go through a bunch of bullshit over and over and over again. Like, you want the best for your friend. But I think a lot of times our first instinct is not necessarily what is best for the person in that situation. Like, we want to cuss that nigga out, tell you how trash he is, garbage. Like, girl, why are you here? Why are you with him? But what people tend to actually need is kind of the opposite of that. More of a validation of their experiences and making them feel like somebody sees them and understands what they're going through. So, like, she tells you about, you said financial abuse. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Maybe he's taking over her bank accounts or something. Financial abuse could be a billion different things. There's so many different ways to do something like that. But, like,
true.
Reassuring her that, you know, you don't deserve this. Not your man is trash. And if I could kill him myself in this moment, I would. Which may be actually how you feel and would solve the problem.
It would.
But also create lots of new ones.
Yeah.
So, validating.
The murdering of him or the saying that you would prefer to murder?
Well, no, the actual murdering of him does open. That creates a whole nother.
Yeah, that murdering.
And like you said, like, you've told her before, girl, this nigga, why? Like, and when he complains, you are like, this nigga is trash. And then she's like, oh, well, it's not that bad. He's my man, blah, blah, blah. So maybe try switching it up. And instead of bashing him when she complains, being like, oh, my God, girl, that sounds like such hell. I'm sorry you're going through that. Like, oof, this is, you know, not trying to push no buttons or nothing. But this is, you look up abuse and this, everything you talking to me about, like, that's right there. Like, love you, genuinely want the best for you. And it's important to have an understanding of, like, the fucked up position they are in. You feeling a lot of different things at the same time. They want to believe that things will get better. They really do love this man, or they have a certain amount of history. Sometimes he's great. Sometimes he's not. It's easy for people who have been stuck in this cycle. Like you said, she's been with this man for almost 10 years. So she's used to the cycle at this point. And when people do leave abusive partners, that is when they are most at risk for something even worse happening. Like, the fear that he will come after you and kill you if you leave, that's real. A lot of people do that. That really happens. Sometimes they think the abuse is their fault. They think they deserve it. Mm-hmm. Once they have kids, it's a matter of, oh, I'm staying for the kids. Sometimes it's, I feel like my children need their dad in their life. Sometimes it's, I want people to think that I have the perfect family, that it's me and my husband and our children, and we're living this white picket fence lifestyle. It could be pressure from her other family. It could be religious beliefs. It could be that she don't have great self-esteem, self-confidence. She won't have the support for herself and her kids. Like you say, you're trying to help her get a job. Wait, you did say you're trying to help her get a job. So then the financial abuse is not really him abusing her for her money, but maybe limiting her access to money.
Possibly.
That sort of thing. So the goal here for the abuser is to cut off everybody who cares about this girl and get her completely isolated. And it sounds like he's almost at that point as when it comes to you. So, I get, like, how hard it is to see a friend be in this situation. So I would try, like you said, the offer of, like, finding a therapist or, you know, something like that, support groups. That is a great idea. If she asks you for some specific amount of help or help in some certain way, definitely I would be open for that. There's hotlines. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is there. And helping her, if she's willing to have the conversation, helping her figure out, like, what she can do. Like, if things get super bad, like, what can you say to me on the phone that won't necessarily tip him off, but I will know that something is really wrong. You're, like, in imminent danger. So there's a few things you can do, but I think overall what I want y'all to really focus on is, like, trying to support and validate somebody who is in a really tough position. And that's hard to do because most of us have been raised with a girl, bash Mr. Head open and think about heaven later type of mentality, which, again, I'm not totally against. Like, I want abusers to have the worst things happen to him, but we don't live in a world where justice works like that. Like, you could do a Madea and throw grits on that nigga's face, boiling grits on him, right? You could do that. But in the real world, it's not going to be a laugh track that come on and then everybody go to the church and talk about how great Jesus is. In the real world, that man could go right to the police and say, look what my wife did to me, and now you're in jail. Things don't work out in real life like they do on TV or in the movies. So again, try not to tell her how terrible her husband is. Focus on, girl, this treatment from anybody is unacceptable, husband or not. It's not okay for you to be, you know, abused in this way in multiple ways, especially over the course of the year and or years. And don't minimize, like, whatever fears she might have about leaving the marriage. Because I think maybe the reason y'all are not even getting to the point where she can talk about, oh, well, I would like to leave, but this, or, you know, maybe it's not getting there because when she brings up what happens, you kind of immediately put her into defense mode. Not deliberately, but, you know, psychologically, this is what happens.
Yeah, you're right.
So try to be patient, even though this is a situation that is very, very difficult to be patient in. Definitely don't go, like, putting your finger in his face, talking about touch my friend again, they're going to see what happened. Like, all of that usually just makes things worse for the person that you are trying to protect.
Yeah.
So, you know, draw your boundaries. I understand if you can't be available 24/7 for whatever this person might be going through. I fully get it. But when you are able to be a friend, just try to focus on being that listening ear who is making it clear to her that what you care about and what you value more than anything else is her life, her happiness, her safety. And again, this behavior is unacceptable from anybody.
Mm.
But ultimately, you know, you can do those things and she might still stay.
Right.
And you could... It could be the case where you pull up in with a van and throw her ass in the back and you got a whole new set of documents. Like, you got new ID and cash and we finna go live in a house in fucking rural Maine or some shit. And she might still go back. So do what you can, but try to lead with love instead of the very righteous anger that you feel.
Yeah. I think that's a great point. Like,
if you're trying to be effective, if you're actually trying to be effective, those are the ways that tend to help. But a lot of people don't do that because, first of all, they don't know that. And secondly, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to be kind and gentle and patient and understanding when your friend is like, yeah, this nigga is knocking me around. And he said I couldn't go nowhere. I had to go grocery shopping. He gave me $50 and said, make it enough.
It's not like the natural reaction to be like.
Of course it is. Yeah. So, best of luck, poison him, please.
She's called her Pete.
I mean, once again, I'm not mad at this name because I fully understand. I understand the inclination, but try to keep showing up for your friend because I bet she's lost a lot of friends over these past 10 years.
Damn.
I bet she has. A lot of people have been like, ooh, I can't take this. I'm out. And that's what he wants. Yeah. He wants her to have no one. So if you can still be there for her, do that. And I'll be, you know, praying for the best for your friend in this situation. Because, like, again, she could leave and he could still come after her and kill her. It happens all the time.
Jesus, it's true.
It's important to remember that as fucked up as this situation is, she is still the victim in this situation. Right. So best of luck to you both in trying to figure it out. Yes, we're running short on time, so we're going to end it there for this week. But if you have a question for us, send it on over to asktherita@gmail.com, and we'll be right back.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Okay, we're back, and it is time for the read. Mm-hmm. I will begin. I kind of teased mine a bit earlier, and this was something I discussed on the episode that is cursed. So I'm going to revisit it. Ishin Teklon. Multiple award-winning... It Girl, Io Debray, was the host of SNL a few weeks ago. And great for her. The doll is eating it up. She's having a great time. You know, she's in a season. Deserve it. I believe Jennifer Lopez was performing that week on the same episode. She was a musical guest. I won't get started. But,
oh, yes. Oh, I remember now. Okay. Oh, God. That audio, man. Okay. RIP to that SD card. But anyway, go ahead.
Because your read?
Nigga. And I'll never do it again. I don't even remember it fully, but
that really
I dragged that bitch to pieces. Okay. Anyways, she did.
So yeah, Io Debray was hosting SNL. Jennifer Lopez was there to perform music for some reason. And then I guess y'all, the internet, were like, one time Io Debray said this about Jennifer Lopez. Isn't that fucking crazy, J-Lo? And I guess she said something about like J-Lo being, or her career being a scam, or so I don't even know what the joke was, but I don't have an issue with it. However, I guess someone who did take issue with it is Jennifer Lopez. Either way, she then told Variety that during the SNL shoot, Io came to her room and had like tears in her eyes. And she was just, she's like super apologetic. And she came to me crying and she felt so bad. Because she heard me during the sound check and she was... And I was like, on Black History Month, you decided, you, a grown 50-whatever-titty woman who has had fame and success since I was a literal child, felt like you would go to a huge entertainment publication and tell them that this lady basically, what, came and bent the knee? When she's like, what was the point of that? First of all, addressing fan chatter and fuckery to Variety, to me, is Jennifer Lopez is kind of strange. But even if they were like, hey, you know, there is this shit going around on TikTok about that thing that Io Debray said about you, if you have anything to comment, you could have simply left it at, oh, she actually came to my dressing room that day and we spoke about it and, you know, everything's cool, God bless her, you know, moving on in a new album in stores now. No, you wanted to paint it as if, like, the girlies really shouldn't come for my career. And they know that now because even She came to my dressing room and she was bawling out her black eyeballs. And she was like, oh my goodness, Jennifer, I heard you at soundcheck and you were just angelic. And I had no, girl, what was the point? What were you trying to accomplish by, like, attempting to sun this girl to Variety mm-hmm. about your singing career?
Right.
That changed the fact that most of us don't believe that you can sing.
And nothing will change that. Because you can't. You cannot.
You're not horrible. You're not trash. Mm-hmm. You're not completely worthless at making music. You have.
No.
Mm-hmm. Also grown as fuck, and you have been making music for a long, long time. Where's the skin skinning? At this point, as I said, you should be accustomed to seeing comments from wherever the fuck about people saying, I don't understand what the doll is doing with a microphone in her mouth and music playing. You should be, because that has happened for decades. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why you felt like taking this girl who's having a great time, who's like really worked hard and is like breaking through and doing all of this other stuff and trying to be like, well, she came crying to me because she said, I heard you sing Waiting for Tonight. And I don't know what the fuck my negress nerve was when I... Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I'll be lined up for whatever Iowa Debris has coming next, genuinely. You couldn't pay me to go and watch for Lopez concert.
She and put out that movie on something. I'm not looking at that.
And here's the thing. I'm sure it's probably a great show, singing aside. Because Jennifer Lopez is gorgeous. Jennifer Lopez has, like, usually great outfits and stuff like that. Sage costumes. And that lady can dance. She can dance. Right? I'm not interested in that. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in it. I'd rather watch Enough 2 or whatever she's going to be in movie-wise, because that's where I usually get my J-Lo life.
Come on, Enough 2.
Like, you're still getting put in pitches. You're still able to put music out. You got back with this white man. Like, what's the issue? Why are you trying to, like, shit on the girls? I'm not for it. I'm never going to be for it, girly. Mm-hmm. You ain't satisfied? You are a backup dancer on In Living Color. And Puffy was like, girl, you should actually be Celine Dion. And ever since then, anybody who was like, that nigga lied to you, they're a villain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And listen, I know that she likes Stevie Mackey, one of the like best, if not best, most famous vocal coaches, works with her, I think, regularly. So she's trying her best.
Sure.
You know, but then you can't just put a voice in you. So, exactly. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I respect that. I respect that. That's more than a lot of singers and pop stars are doing. But, sweetie.
What, trying?
Yeah, like, actually, but there are a lot of motherfuckers that can't sing and don't care.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of technology will just do the work for you and nobody really, mm-hmm. especially in pop.
That's true. Yeah.
She really wants to be considered like a singer. And you know what? God bless you. God does not give with both hands. He gave you beauty. He gave you movies.
Dancing ability.
Dancing ability.
You're an entertainer for sure.
A big old iconic ass. Mm-hmm. You are an entertainer.
You really do have bops too. Like, you don't have to be a vocalist to have great songs.
I'm just saying. So I don't understand why the fuck you felt like you needed to go anywhere and describe somebody as coming to you with tears in their eyes about what they once said about your music career that is truly not phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, even as far as pop stars go. So I wasn't feeling that. And still, God bless her. I don't have no issue with the lady. Like, y'all said she should have gotten an Oscar nomination for Hustlers. I don't know why. So I haven't seen that movie.
No, I did.
I have heard that numerous times to the point where I'm like, I guess I'll watch the stripper movie. Because
absolutely
y'all
not.
Have been blasting it, saying that lady shouldn't be at the Oscars over it. And I'm not even going to say, because I think she can act. But
yeah, it's good. I liked it. But Oscar, no.
I'm going to go watch it at some point.
Okay.
But I wasn't feeling that. I thought that that was gross and unnecessary. All you had to say, if you said anything, girl, was we talked, cleared it up, sweet girl, next. Mm-hmm. You wanted to paint this whole narrative because you're insecure about your singing ability.
Well, I mean, and you should be. I don't care. You could work with the best vocal coaches in the world. Can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. You can carry a tune and that's good enough. It really is good enough.
So good enough.
It always has been. It always has been good enough. But we put you in the room with some bitches with real throats and you will disappear. And you know that.
And she can still sell out like arenas.
Man, people, so is it never enough? Is it never enough?
She can still move numbers. Mm-hmm. So what's the problem?
Oh, child, we'll never know.
Girl, keep that little girl name out your mouth and any other black girl who told a fucking joke, furthermore, on Black History Month. Move around. Next.
Oh. Are you done? Was it just that one? Okay. I thought you were saying next. Like, I got a list.
No. I could have done Madonna, but maybe some other time.
Oh, for the Luther Vandross thing.
Because what?
Oh, man. I forgot about that. Okay, so fuck Madonna for that Luther Vandross thing. How you just gonna put me in your AIDS memorial service when I don't know what Luther died of, but it wasn't openly. Okay, so AIDS was not part of the conversation either, publicly at least at all. So why you did that, I don't know. What the fuck were you thinking?
How?
What the fuck were you thinking? Okay, so fuck that. And similarly, fuck Monique. I'm not going to do the whole thing I did before because I think I probably spent like 15 minutes on this lady last time. And we don't have that
no,
time
you
today,
dragged. But. It was, oh man. I'm going to stop fucking about it because people get mad. Go route.
Oh my God, I just thought about it. It was your SD card that got corrupted, not mine.
Yeah.
So I might be able to pull that audio from somewhere.
I'm telling you. You just want to hear me. But that's fine.
Oh. Okay, anyways. Coming back to the Monique situation, her son did another TikTok after she posted those screenshots of the messages between them. And he was like, really? You posted screenshots from texts that are 3 years old because you think something is wrong with me mentally? Like, normally, if you think somebody is having a mental breakdown, you wouldn't try to humiliate them publicly. You would, you know, call them, reach out, see if they're good, if you can do something. Like, that's what somebody who actually gives a fuck would do. Monique went on stage, I guess because she's part of Cat Williams' tour. Maybe this was her own show. I don't really know. But she went on stage after that and talked about how she met an old woman in the airport who was like, yeah, I saw them TikToks of your son and I just want to say, fuck them kids. And they grown now. Fuck him. Yeah. So that's what that old lady said. But then she was like, really leaning into the whole fuck that nigga thing.
Yes. She said it over again in her own
I know y'all didn't hear it, but one of the main points I was making when I did this before was that everything about Monique's actions back up what her son has been saying about her. Every fucking thing. If you didn't see it before, Monique getting on stage and saying, fuck that nigga to a crowd full of people about her own son.
About her son.
I almost said I can't believe it, but I actually can. This is textbook horrible parent.
That was so gross.
You're so bad at this. You're really bad at being a mother. God damn.
That was so gross.
And the person in the background of this video, whoever recording it, is fully in agreement. Like, yeah, fuck them kids. They grown now. Blah, blah, blah.
What are we talking? Okay.
So you also were raised by terrible people. And you learned that you grown now, so holding them accountable doesn't count anymore. Being able to say how you feel and them actually being responsible for what they do doesn't matter anymore. That's not how that goes. The only thing that changes when you become grown is that now you're responsible for your own healing, your own well-being. Like, you have to take that into your own hands, which is exactly what it seems that he did by going to therapy and distancing himself from this bitch.
Right.
Your behavior shows us why he felt the need to do it. Goddamn.
Great.
Horrible mother. Monique's a chop.
I said that on, and the thing I said about it too, that was like, so first of all, I've said how much I love Monique throughout the length of this podcast, and how much of a huge inspiration she has been to me. But the thing about this that I said when we talked about it last time that was so gross is that, like, she leads everything with this fake, like, I love us for real and I love us and love. Then you hear your son speaking genuinely and earnestly about how he feels your relationship has gone and the ways that you have fallen short. And your response to that was, fuck that nigga on a stage. Like, so, okay, yeah, so you're terrible and you refuse to take any accountability of the ways you even admit that you fell short.
You failed him.
What the fuck are we talking about, lady? I'd rather you just make fun of Oprah. Like, this ain't, you're not, it's not
Go back to dragging Oprah and Tyler Perry, because this shit with your son is absolutely where you lose me. It's where you lose me. Trash. And finally, another quick one that I just wanted to cuss out real quick. Charles Barkley, you big dumb idiot.
What did he do?
Charles Barkley was on CNN with Gayle King. Now, why that happened is another excellent question. Why do y'all keep bringing in people who put Charles Barkley belongs on Inside the NBA on TNT Thursday nights. That's where he belongs. Sitting up there with Ernie and Shaq. Making basketball jokes, talking about basketball. Well, Charles Barkley do not belong on CNN talking to Nikki Haley about her presidential campaign.
No, no, thank you.
The way you're like, immediately no. My nigga.
What?
This video starts off with Charles Barkley saying to Nikki Haley, I'm dying to vote for you. I would love to vote for you. But what you said, that hurt me when you said that the United States is not a racist country. That hurt me. So I would love for you to clarify that. And then Nikki Haley goes into her whole, oh, I didn't say that America doesn't have racism. Of course we do. I'm saying that America is, you know, not a racist country. Yes, we have racism, but we're not a racist country. And if we tell our black and brown kids that this is a racist country, then they're going to grow up believing that they can't ever do anything and they can't succeed. So I don't believe in telling kids that, because, like, if my mom had told me that when I was growing up and I wasn't white enough for white people and not black enough for black people, then I would have grown up thinking that I just was worthless and could never be. Bitch. Okay, so shout out to Gayle King, who actually has a job and is good at this. And Gayle was like, okay, I mean, let's stop right there, because to be very clear, you did indeed say these things. Like, you said America has never been racist. And then she came back with, well, I just think, you know, the premise of America was not to be racist. You know, like, the premise of America was not to be racist. We are talking about the same United States of America that white people colonized, slaughtered the natives who lived here, stole black people from their homes, brought them over here, and enslaved them for several hundred years to build this bitch up. The premise of this country is not said out of her mouth.
The premise of the Wizard of Oz was not to go home. Like, what the fuck? That was the whole story.
It was actually about ruby slippers and how important it is to clack them together. So,
the house is falling.
You're just extremely stupid. You could. So, Nikki Haley, you're a Republican Indian woman who is trying desperately. The fact that we're not calling you Nimrata is all that I need to know, really, when it comes to you. So, that happened, the whole conversation happened. And again, after I saw that, after she, you know, she tried to come back and was like, I'm just trying to say, I don't think our founders wanted us to have a racist country. Like, the founders are literally.
Nikki, are you okay? Are you awake?
I think they said that every man was created with life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And, you know, getting America there is a work in progress. But the basis isn't that we were racist. Bitch, it wasn't. It did not, that didn't even include, black people were not even considered human.
Right.
We were not even included. Black men, because black women aren't even part of this conversation. Right. Black men weren't even considered men. They literally meant white men with money, white men with property. Like, those are the people who deserve life and liberty and pursuit of happiness. The rest of us can get fucked. That was the premise from the beginning. What are you talking about, you dumb bitch?
What a like,
but
what?
I expect Nikki Haley to say dumb shit, because this is who she is.
Right.
Charles, and I'm honestly, Charles Barkley, not, he's never given Rhodes Scholar. But
yeah.
I'm dying to vote for you.
Governor, I'm dying to vote for you.
That didn't gag me. Heck, I'm not.
What? Why, my nigga? Why are you dying to vote for her?
Because Charles Barkley.
Because I'm 100% sure Charles Barkley is worried about taxes. More than anything else, Charles Barkley is worried about his money. And maybe because Nikki Haley is, of course, she's pro-life. She's very much against abortion, but she's not co-signing this national abortion ban that the Republicans want to do. And, you know, that little thing is enough for people to call Nikki Haley moderate.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, especially Black people who really want to be conservative.
Yeah.
They're like, I really can't vote for Trump. Like, it's too bad. This nigga has stepped in it way too deep. I can't publicly say that. So I'll pretend like this bitch is somehow better when I just couldn't believe Charles Barkley got on TV, on CNN, sitting next to Gail the King. You've been lying to the king.
We didn't even have to do that. But I'm going to do it for the rest of my life.
I'm dying to vote for Nimrata. Why?
That doesn't get me as much.
I hate niggas. You know what? Yeah, I blame CNN. Because why did y'all have Charles Barkley on the program to talk about politics in the first goddamn place?
You know what? That's really the problem. The premise of Mia Culpa was not to be bad.
I wouldn't know because the opening therapy scene, I had to cut it off.
I watched 0 seconds of it.
The writing in the opening scene was so horrific that I exited right out of that movie.
I watched none of it.
Congratulations to Kelly and Trevante. I don't even blame them. I know who to blame about this whole situation.
Two of the most beautiful.
Beautiful. And there's a sex scene. I want to see it, but I can't get through that movie. I cannot get through it. I know I'm not capable.
Just walking down to Ralph's.
Oh, God.
But I just won't do it. I'm not going to.
Exactly. So same way I don't blame Kelly and Trevante for that script, I don't blame Charles Barkley for saying something stupid on CNN. I mean, I'm pretty astonished that you said you were dying to vote for this woman. Like, I really want your Black ass to explain why that is. But this is CNN's fault for even giving you the space to say it.
Conservative. Like.
But again, like, why are you that way? It's literally your money. It's literally your money.
Yeah, no, fully. That's
so. So, yeah, Charles, again, inside the NBA, TNT Thursdays. Yes, that's where I want to hear Charles Barkley's opinions and absolutely nowhere else. Don't invite this nigga to do nothing that is not directly associated with basketball.
We're still going to get used to Shay Shay. Like.
And I won't be doing that either. Y'all can't get me to watch these other interviews he's done with these little comic niggas that I don't know. I'm not watching that bullshit. I don't care. That bitch, that is none of my business.
None of them have been as, like, good as Kat, obviously.
Of course.
And I think everyone's, like, they're obviously desperately trying to keep up that momentum and, like, that tone because it did so incredible. But it did so incredible because Kat Williams.
Yes. Not because
all the work.
Shannon Sharp was the interviewer. It was actually that it did well despite Shannon Sharp being the interviewer.
1,000%.
Important caveat to keep in mind.
But people are going, good for them. And Shark.
Okay. Well, that's it for me. And that will wrap up this week's episode of the show. Gentle reminder that I met Beyonce. So talk to me nice.
Yes.
You can find us on social media at This Is The Read, our website, thisistheread.com. Any other announcements from you before we head out?
Follow me on twitch.tv/kidfury. That is Fury with one R. We struggle with that. I understand. Mm-hmm. That's it. I think.
All right. Take care of yourselves, beautiful people. We will see y'all next week.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe.
Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.